The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. And we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We're in the middle learning the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. So the Gemara is discussing an agav point. The Gemara had said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, and there were two versions of how that Mesoira was given over. It was said in the name of Rebbe. Did Rebbe say once in Shir the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Or was there a Maisa Shahaya where Rebbe paskined that the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Either way, the Gemara digresses and discusses some basic halachas regarding Psak halacha. Amalei Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi told Rabbi Yochanan, ki amalan mar halacha, if the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, says that the halacha is like so-and-so, can we assume that he really means it lahalacha, and can we paskin based on that? Meaning, if I ask you a shayla, what's the halacha, and you tell me what the halacha is, obviously, you're telling me that's the halacha, I can paskin. But let's say it wasn't in the context of a shayla. It's not like you were sitting and answering shaylas, paskining shaylas, and somebody asked you. It was more in the context of learning. Could you assume that's the halacha? Not Amras Rabbi Yechon and said, Lo yisavidu ada aminu halacha l'maisa. The answer is no. You cannot assume that that's the halacha unless it's a real life case of halacha l'maisa, where somebody asks you a shayla. Is the halacha like so-and-so or not? And then you get the psak halacha. Only then can you assume halacha l'maisa. If you ever see a psak halacha come to me, and you have a percha on it, so I paskin the shayla, said Rava, and you, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, he's talking to his Greisa Talmidim, and he said, you have a pircha on something that I said. Don't tear up my psak halacha until you bring your shayla to me and you give me an opportunity to defend my position. If I have an answer, an explanation for what I said, I'll tell it to you. I have no problem being chayzer. So if I issue a psak, you see it in writing, and now you have a kasha on it, don't assume for sure I'm wrong. Bring me the shayla. Give me an opportunity to explain my psak. If I'm not alive anymore, so at that point you can't ask me a shayla. So you shouldn't tear it up still. However, you shouldn't follow the psak halacha. And he explained himself. Don't rip up the psak. Because maybe there's a reason. And maybe if I was alive, I would have explained to you my psak halacha. But at the same time, to the extent that you don't understand it, you shouldn't paskin the halacha based on my psak, which to you makes no sense, because you have a pircha on it. Because the rule is that a dayan is supposed to paskin only things that he understands. So to the extent that the dayan, you don't understand it, then you shouldn't paskin based on it. So assuming it's a milsa ha-toli b'svara, let's say, where Rava issued a psak based on a svara, and you, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, you have a kasha on what it is that I said. So over there, ein ladayin ala masha ein avroyas, you should not follow my psak halacha. It's Yidua, Rav Chanan, in his svarim, says that the reason we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, is because the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos that Beis Shammai was really much smarter than Beis Hillel. They were so much smarter that the Talmidim of Beis Hillel couldn't even understand the tifkeit of the learning of Beis Shammai. The Gemara tells a story with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfon. These were the great Talmidim Beis Hillel. They met once with one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, and he asked him 200 kashas on Tzaras Abbas, on Tzaras Erva, which, of course, Beis Hillel, the first mission of Masechtas Yevamos, held was a problem. Beis Shammai was matter, and they literally wiped the floors with the greatest Talmidim of Beis Hillel. And it's clear in the Gemara that the Talmidim of Shammai were tifer. They were bigger lamdanim, they were smarter than the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. So why then don't we paskin like Beis Shammai? We should certainly then paskin like Beis Shammai, says Rabbi Chanan, because Beis Shammai was so tief that the average person couldn't understand Beis Shammai. And ein ledayin ela masha ein avroyes. So we couldn't understand it. He says, it's for that reason that we have a Messiah, that L'asa Lavi, when Mashiach is going to come, that Loch is going to be like Beis Shammai. Because then it's going to be Umal Aretz Deya. Then we're going to be able to be Oymed al Seif Daitan Shal Beis Shammai. And it's for that reason we'll be able to paskin that way. So on that note, we return to the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Says the Gemara again. So what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha's halacha? We spoke a lot about it Shavuos night. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said a chiddush that even though the Mishnah said on Daf Kuf Chavav and Aleph, on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, the Gemara said this halacha, an idea that a father who wants to manipulate, he wants to alter the natural course of Seder Nachlis. So a man has five sons. The halacha is that when he dies, if one of the sons is a Bechar, he's going to get Pishnayim. But other than that, the Yerusha is going to be divided equally amongst the sons. If he has also a daughter, the daughter's not going to get anything. If he dies and he's going to leave over daughters and brothers, the brothers aren't going to get anything because the daughter comes before the brother. So there's a whole Seder Nachlis, as we've been learning over the last couple of weeks here in Perek Yesh Lechem. What if a man says, before he dies, he writes a will, and he says that when I die, I don't want that my inheritance should go over based on the Seder Nachlis that's written in the Torah, but rather I want it to go in its own course. I want one of my sons to yarshin and everything. I want my daughters to get instead of my sons. I want my brother to get instead of my sons and my daughters. Says the Mishnah that if the lashon that he used in his will or in his tzava was a lashon of Yerusha, it does not work because it's a masna al masha kasa b'tayra. And just like you find the idea of masna al masha kasa b'tayra tonight bottle throughout Shas, this is another example, a manifestation of this idea of masna al masha kasa b'tayra v'chala masna al masha kasa b'tayra tonight bottle. If he used the lashon matana, if he says, not that I want my daughter to get it instead of my son, b'derech Yerusha, but rather, I want to gift my possessions to my daughter so that when I die, I'm not going to have anything so that nothing will go over b'Yerusha. That's something he's allowed to do. That's not masal mashkas of HaTorah. A person's allowed to give away his possessions as a gift. He could give it to tzedakah, he could sell, he could do whatever he wants. That's not masal mashkas of HaTorah, is if you're working with the medium of Yerusha, but you're not following the guidelines of Yerusha. That would be a masal mashkas of HaTorah. Stating that, there was one exception to the rule. The exception to the rule was Shitas Rabbi Yechonim and Breika. Rabbi Yechonim and Breika said, if the person that you're saying you want should yarsh, even though really he's not supposed to be the Yerush, but he's a Ro'i L'Yarshai, then even if you use the Lashon of Yerusha, Dvar of Kayaman. It's only Al Misha Ein Ro'i L'Yarshai, Ein Dvar of Kayaman. And there was Machlekes in the Gemara, what exactly Rabbi Yechonim and Breika meant when he said Ro'i L'Yarshai. Rabbi Yishmael, who was the son of Rabbi Yechonim and Breika, said that he heard from his father that his father was talking specifically about a man who dies and he leaves over sons. He has five sons. So ordinarily, if one is a Bechar, he gets Pishnayim. The rest will be divided equally. This father said that I want one of my sons to yashin the entire Yerusha. He's violating Seder Nachlis. However, he's giving the Yerusha over to a Ro'i L'Yarshai, somebody that anyways was going to yarshin. Now, this anyways that he was going to yarshin was going to be divided amongst all the yarshin. Over here, we're giving him everything by himself. So he's a masna mashkasa b'tayra, but it's to a ro'i l'yarshai. And that's Rabbi Yechonim break his chiddush. It's not from a pasuk, as we're going to go into detail right now, that ro'i l'yarshai, even when you're masna mashkasa b'tayra, it's going to be okay. The Gemara brought another man d'amar, who said that Rabbi Yechonim break took it even a step further. He said that even if a man dies and leaves over sons, and he also has a daughter, and he wants the daughter to yarsh and everything, even that's okay. And even though technically the daughter right now wouldn't be a yarsh at all, so she's deemed a little bit less of a royal yarshai, but she's only one step removed, like the Rashbam said, and that too would make her a ra'oil yarshai. Either way, Rabbi Yechonim and Breika says there is a possibility for a father to be able to be masnal kashab, but Masha Kasabatera, quote unquote, manipulate the Seder Yerusha, give it to someone that really is not supposed to get it, albeit if that person that's going to get it, the end user, the recipient, is going to be a royal yarshai. What's the definition of a royal yarshai? Someone that anyways was going to yarshin, a chelik, like a ben bein habanim, or even a bas b'mokim ben, or achim b'mokim habas. Either way, we spoke out some lumdis in terms of how you understand Shitas Rabbi Yechim and Reika. Spoke out the Chakira from Rabbi Leib Malin, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shach and Avi Ezri. They all say it in their own nusach, but the basic Chakira, which is important, again, understanding today's daf, goes something along these lines. Rabbi Yechonim and Breika seems to be saying a chiddush in Hilchas Nachlois, that you can manipulate the Yerusha, and you can give it to someone that really is not supposed to yarshin. But Yesh Lachter, Chakira 101, exactly how does that work? Is the punchline of Rabbi Yechonim and Breika that the Torah was mechadish, that the father has an ability to make someone that's really not the Yerush into a Yerush? So, for example, if somebody has five sons, Really, all five sons are the Yarshim. There's no one son that's the Yerush. Kamash Malon, Rav Yochanan ben Broicha, that you have an ability to take one son, identify him, and say, I want him to be the Yerush on the entire Yerusha. Even though really he's not the Yerush on the entire Yerusha. He's only the Yerush on the Chelek of the Yerusha. But still, you have an ability to do it. Or you can say that even though my daughter's not a Yerush at all, I want my daughter to be a Yerush, even though really she's not a Yerush. So the Chiddush is that you can make the Bas Bein Habanim into a Yairish, a Ben Ben Abanim into a Yairish, once they're a Yairish, but middle, they're going to Yarshin. Because the rule of Nachlas is, whoever's the Yairish, Yarshin. No, ordinarily, this one son is not the only Yairish. Or ordinarily, a daughter, B'makam HaBen, or Achim, B'makam HaBas, is not the Yairish. Kamash Malon, learned out from a Pasuk, V'hayu B'yem Anchila Yisbanav, that you can make this person into a Yairish. Oyeh Shloimar, that's not the way it works. It's not the Pshat that the one Ben Ben Abanim becomes the Yairish, and no one else is Yarshim. Or the Bas B'makam HaBen becomes the Yairish. Or the Achim B'makam HaBas becomes the quote-unquote Yairish. You want to know who the Yarshim are? The Yarshim are who the Torah says the Yarshim are supposed to be. If a man dies, he leaves over five sons, he left over five Yarshim. And being that they're five Yarshim, they're going to divide the Yerusha into fives, like we spoke of Reb Chaim. The Yerusha is going to be divided amongst all the Yarshim that the Torah designated as being the Yarshim. So what does it mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said that you could pick one son and give it to him? If he's not the only Yerush, how's he getting the whole Yerusha? Because that's the Chiddush of Ahayu B'yem and Chilei Yisbanav. That you could be Meirish even to someone that's technically not a Yerush. Meaning, it's Pashit, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha saying a Chiddush in Hilchas Nachlis. Because you have a Yerusha that's not following the course of Yerusha. The question is, what's the punchline? Where's the exclamation mark? What's the emphasis of the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Is the Chiddush that you can make an Eina Yairish into a Yairish, but at the end of the day, the Yerush is going over to a Yairish? Or is the point that not you can make an Eina Yairish into a Yairish? The Yarshim bleiben the Yarshim, and the Eina Yarshim bleiben Einam Yarshim. The Chiddush is that you can give over the Yerusha. There's a Yerusha that goes even to in Eina Yairish. So Rav Shach said beautifully that he believes that this Chakira, the two Tzadim, is really Machlekes Ketzos and Sivas in two different places. Ketzos and Reish Nun Gimel and the Ketzos and Reish Peyal. The Ketzos and Reish Nun Gimel discusses, could a person be Manchal Adavar Shaloi Bala Olam to his son via the new Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? So a man writes his will and he picks out one of his sons, he wants him to Yarshin his entire estate. Or he picks out a daughter B'makam HaBen. Writes the will, he lives another 20 years. 20 years later, when he dies, he had possessions that he didn't have at the time that he wrote the will. So at first glance, you would argue that just like Ein Adam Makne Davash Leibel Olam, Ein Adam Makdish Davash Leibel Olam, Ein Adam Meichel Davash Leibel Olam, Ein Adam Manchel Davash Leibel Olam, so it should be poshit that there's no way for that Ben Ben Abanim to end up getting the Nechasim that the father didn't have at the time that he wrote the will. Because it's working with the Seder Nachlois and another man Chaldovish, Leibel Oilam. Says the Ketzos HaGavaldi Yechidish. No, you could. This son is going to end up getting everything, even the things that the father acquired over the ensuing 20 years. It was Leibel Oilam. Zok the Ketzos, it's true that Nechasim weren't Boilam, but the Yairish was Boilam. The son himself was Boilam. And being that someone was Boilam, that's going to be enough. Freak, then it's Sivas and Simireish Pealef. And Rab Kireg in a Tshuva Kuflamet Beis says, who cares that the son was Boilam? At the end of the day, the Nechasim aren't Boilam. Says Rab Shach, what's the Machloikis? Machloikis is this Chakira. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha was Mechadish, Ben Ben Abanav, Vahoy B'yem Anchila Yizbanav. What was the Chiddush? Is the Chiddush that we make the Ein Yairish into a Yairish, and once he's a Yairish, but Meila, he gets everything? Or was the Chiddush that Hagam, he's not a Yairish, I have an ability to be Manchol the Nechasim to you? If the Vart is that I'm being Manchol the Nechasim, that means the punchline, the emphasis is in the Nechasim. So Taina Tenesivis, Taina Reb Kivager, it has to be Boilam. If it's not Boilam, how in the world are you going to do it? But the Ketzos held this other tzad. The Ketzos held that the way Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha's Chiddush works is that we make the Ein Yairish into a Yairish. Once he's a Yairish, Mamela he gets the Yerusha. So as long as the Yairish is Boilam, says the Ketzos, he now is the Yairish. Oh, he's the Yairish. 20 years later, the father acquires something, and now he dies. There's no reason it shouldn't go over to the Yerusha. What are you going to tell me? Because those Nechasim weren't Ba'ilam? Who cares? Who cares? He was never creating a Chalois in the Nechasim. He was creating a Chalois in his son, in the Yerush. He was just making him from an Eini Yerush to a Yerush. If the Gedder is not that you make him from an Eini Yerush into a Yerush, so what are you doing? You're creating a Chalois in the Nechasim. You're saying that these Nechasim, instead of channeling them to the Yerush, you're going to channel them to the Eini Yerush. It's a Chalois in the Nechasim. It has to be Ba'ilam. If it's not Ba'ilam, how in the world are you going to do it? But if the way that Rabbi Yechim and Breaker works is not that you give the Nechasim to an Eini Yerush, you give it to a Yerush, The chiddush is that you can make an ena yerush into a yerush, so the chalois is tuing zechap. If you want to sound like you're in yeshiva, so tutzachayf in the yerush. Oh, it's a tutzachayf in the yerush. So that's what the ktsayis says. The yerush is boilum. It doesn't bother me that the nechasim are not boilum. The other machloikis he shtaltsu to this was the ktsayis in Reish Peyalev, where the ktsayis says that if somebody says Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika, he picks one son, he wants this son to get the whole yerusha, and then he has remorse. He changes his mind. He says, you know something, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Says the ktsayis, it's too late. You can't be chayzer. Says, how could you be chayzer? Absolutely not. So he says, if you want, you could do another Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika. You could sit down, write another will, and change your mind again. There's no moratorium. There's no limit in terms of how many Rabbi Yechonon ben Breikas you could do. But if you just want to be chayzer, says the Ktzais, that's something you don't have to do. The Sivas often art in Reish Peyalev argues. He says, why shouldn't you be able to be chayzer? I don't understand. And his sushtel is, why is that different that if somebody's Mekadesh and Isha and he says, I don't want the Kedushin to be chal for another 30 days. Or if somebody makes a Kinyan Meshicha, he says, I don't want it to be chal for another 30 days. Being that the Kinyan wasn't chal yet, so you could be chayzer. So says the Netzivas, isn't that what's happening over here? You decided that you want your Yerusha to go over to Chanyanko, that son. Okay. Until you die, the Yerusha doesn't go to Chanyanko, because Yerusha is something that kicks in. The father's alive, obviously, he wants to be chayzer. Now he's standing here. It's something he decided that he wants to change his mind. And says the Nesivos, it should be no different than any Kenyan where you gave it a Zman when you wanted to be Chal, where there's a concept of Asi Dibur, Mevatel Dibur, it's also Yom Masechtas Kedushin, where maybe you shouldn't have an ability to back out. What's Pshat in the Ktzois? The Nesivos is arguing very good. It says, Reb Shach, it's the Ktzois L'Shitaslai. Because the Ktzois held that Reb Yechon ben Breika's Chalois is not a Chalois in the Nechasim. It's a chalois in the mensch. So what are you going to tell me? It wasn't chal yet, the chalois? It was chal. Because as soon as you picked out this son became the Yerush. He's the Yerush already today. Now, it's true. It doesn't have a practical manifestation until the father dies. But what you wanted to create happened now. If the chalois is a chalois and then a chasim, so you're right, that chalois doesn't happen until you die. Because the chasim don't transfer to whichever son you identified until you're dead. You're alive now, so it's not negay yet. But if the chalais is a chalais in the Yerish, the Shem Yerish is something that you have even while the father's alive. So if you picked out this son, it makes a lot of sense. You shouldn't be able to be chayzer. It's not a tzushtel to a mekadesh isha l'achalam yoyim, or if somebody says, go do meshicha l'achalam yoyim. So this is, believe it or not, the abridged version of this raid. We spoke about this at length. Shavuos night. So that's just the basic lumdis in terms of understanding Chakira 101, Shitas Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika. So it says the Gemara, Bayu Rava, Babari Heich, interesting Shiloh, Ki Kama Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika, B'shchid Mera. Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika, who said that a father can identify one Yerush and say that I want him to be the Yerush, as long as he's a Ra'ui L'Yarshai. Did he say it only when the father's a Shchid Mera, the Bar Erusehu, because he's anyway soon going to die? So he's in the Parsha right now of giving over the Yerusha, Avo Babari Loi, that maybe if the father's healthy, he's well, he's okay, just came back from the doctor, got a clean bill of health, that person doesn't have the ability to identify a child, Ben Ben Abana, but Idoma Fila Babari Nami. Maybe the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon ben Breika was said even by a Bari. So what's the Pashup Pshan in the Gemara? So the Rashbam seems to give a very simple pshat in what the Shiloh was. Bar Oiruse, says the Rashbam, Ro'i Lohirish Miyad. Being that he's a Shchiv Merah, he is going to be Shayach to the parish of Yerusha right away, Shahil Lachlamos, because he's about to die. The Karina Bey, the Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov. So what's the Makar? It's learned out from Vahoya B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov. That's the Makar, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. So this person who's a Shchiv Merah, he is B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov. So this is the day that he's going to be Matchol. He's about to die. So maybe it's today or tomorrow, but he's B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov. So that person, who's anyways a B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov, he has an ability. So you want to manipulate the Seder Nachlis 20 years before you die, that's not something you have a right to do. If you're a Shchiv Merah, so you're B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov, so the Torah says, B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanov, you have an ability to go ahead and do something. So Gzeiros HaKosov perhaps would suggest that the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika was only said by a Shchiv Merah, it wasn't said by a Bari. Either way, that was the Shiloh. Bayi Rava, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Mashashi L'Rav, so Mashashi told Rav, Toshma, I'll bring you a Rai. Domalei Rav Nosson, L'Rebbe, Rav Nosson, Rashbam says this is Rav Nosson HaBavli, told Rebbe, who of course lived in Eretz Yisrael, Shanisem Mishnaschem Ki Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika, he says, I'm a little taken aback. I saw a Mishnah, Rebbe, you wrote the Mishnah, you compiled the Mishnah, and I see that the way you wrote your Snab Mishnah was that the halacha is like Rebbe. Now the Rashbam points out that if you remember, Kuf Lamed on the Beis, the Gemara had said that Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Yechim and Berkus. It's not such a chiddush, really. But either way, that was Rav Nosson HaBavli who commented to Rebbe and said that Shonisem Mishnaschem in Eretz Yisrael. You know, for us, Babylonian Jews, it's somewhat of a news that it's so posh to you that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim Breika. Says the Gemara, Oh, Maloi Reb Nasan the Rebbe, Shanisa Mishnah Askam, Rabbi Yechim Breika at the time. And we learned in the Mishnah. So where's this Mishnah? It's not above Basra. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubis. Loi Kosav Lo Benin Dichrin Di Havan Lachamin Noi Inin Yusum Kesav Ksubasa Yoisichau Kulkein De Machuain Chayef. Sounds like Kriyas Ksuba. So, says the Mishnah, which is exactly what it is. There's an idea of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. What's Ksubas Benin Dichrin? If a woman brings Nechasin, she brings a nadin into her marriage. Nichsi milug, nichsi tzayim barzom, and then she dies. So what's the halacha? Her husband yarshins her. After the husband dies, who's going to yarshin the husband? His sons. We're learning Yesh Noichla now. His sons are going to yarshin. Now a man, back in the day, pre-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom, could have had sons from many, many wives. But the halacha is that when he yarshins his wife's nichsi tzayim barzom and dies, the nechasim that he got from his wife doesn't just go to the sons that he had from that wife. It's going to go to all his sons. Because of that, there were a lot of shvers that were very hesitant to give nice nadins to their sons-in-law. Because they felt that, Bishloima, if I'm the only game in town, I'm the only shver, my wife is the only wife, so that my son-in-law's children are all my grandchildren. So he didn't care so much that what happens if his daughter dies. Okay, at the end of the day, the nechasim are going to stay in the family. But he knew this guy was marrying his 17th wife, and he has 422 children. So what's going to happen is the nechasim are going to get invited, and he just wasn't so comfortable with his nechasim going over to the tzara's children. It wasn't something that was really doing it for him. So it's for that reason, people were very disincentivized from giving a nice nadin to their daughter, which is not good. Because how are you going to sit and learn, right? It's not good for many reasons. So the Chachamim made a psak, and they said there's something called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. And they put it into the Ksuba. It's a Tanai Ksuba. Ksubas Benin Dichrin basically says that if a man yarshins his wife's Nichsei Tzayim Barzo, and then he dies, those Nichsei Tzayim Barzo don't go to all his sons equally. They go to the sons that he had with this wife. And the reason they did it was to prevent that shver from not wanting to give a nice nadin to his daughter and to his son-in-law, lest they end up losing the Yerusha. So even though really this is not the way it's supposed to be, but the Chachamim went ahead and they made a takana that is the way it is. So said Rav Nosson HaBavli to Rebbe, this is a Mishnah. Anyone that learned Ksubas knows this halacha. It's called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. There's a lot of sugis and Ksubas that talk about the Ksubas Benin Dichrin. But now that I'm learning Yesh Noichlin, says Rav Nosson HaBavli, I realize that this is not so pashit. This is not pashit. Because really what you're doing is you're violating Hilchus Nachlis. And to me, it sounds a little like a Masa Masha Kasabatayra. How do you have a right to say that the Yerusha should go over to this son and not to that son? The Teretz is, oh, it's a royal Yarshai. It's a Ben Ben Abonim. Who holds Beroyal Yarshai? You could be Masna Masha Kasabatayra. It's Rabbi Yechon and Breika. He learned it from the Pasuk. Vayabiyaman Chilayas Banav. In other words, said Rav Nosson HaBavli to Rebbe, I see in that Mishnah in Ksubas that Shonisem Mishnaschem Ki Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Is that so? Like you said, he went to find out for sure. Is that so? Am I reading this right? Do you hold Halacha L'maisa like Rabbi Yechon and Breika? Because the only way I could wrap my head around Ksubas Benin Dichrin is by saying that Taloch is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Amale Rebbe, so Rebbe told him, Yispuntanan. No. You heard the Mishnah right. It's true, we made a takana of Ksubas Benin Dichrin, but there was one word you heard that was the wrong word. You had the Nusach HaMishnah, and the way the Rav says his Kriyas Ksuba is Inun Yirsun, that those sons that came from the wife from whom you yashin the Nichsei Tzayim Barzal, they're going to get the Nichsei Tzayim Barzal. But it's not your son. The word was Yisfun. They're not going to get Birusha. They're getting it B'matana. Oh, they're getting it B'matana. It has nothing to do with Masna, Mashkos Bater. Masna, Mashkos Bater would be if they're getting it B'Yerusha. But if they get it B'matana, everybody agrees B'matana, it's going to be okay. But oh, my Rebbe, but after Rebbe told this to Rab Nosson, he said, Yaldus Hoysavin. Unbelievable Gemara. He said, I acted like a child. When I answered Rav Nosson, Vehe asti ponai ben Nosson abavli, I was a mechutzif. You know why? Because I just gave him a cop-out answer, which wasn't the right answer, just to get him away. Meaning Rav Nosson abavli was giving him a hard time. Stam mission like Rav Yechon ben Breika. For whatever reason, he wasn't so happy with that. And Rebbe just took an easy road out. He changed the gersa. Right? He told him, no, it's not your son, it's Yisfun. But afterwards, he felt bad. He felt bad because the MS is that you definitely have to look at it as Yerusha and you can't look at it as Matana. And Rav Nosson Abavli was technically right from coming and at the very least presenting the kasha of Shonisa Mishnaschen Rav Yechon ben Breika. You know how I know that? Because the Kaim Malon, the halach is blin dichron loy tarfami mishabdi. The halach is that even though the sons are entitled to Yarshin, the Nichsei Tzayin Barzel that their father got from his wife, their mother, but it's only if the father has it in his possession at the time that he dies. But let's say the father had sold those possessions, and now it's by the lekuchas. So the sons don't have the ability to go be toireif the ksubas b'nin dichrin from Shabti. And Rebbe said that Isol g'day t'chiyis puntanan, if what I told Rav Nosson Abavli was right, that the way this works is not b'irusha, it works b'matana. My loytar from the mishabdi. Why can you get it from the mishubadim? Meaning, if it was already gifted over to the sons, it means it belongs to the sons. That means the father didn't have a right to sell it. If the father didn't have a right to sell it, then there's no reason that the sons shouldn't be able to take it from the mishubadim. Elamai was never given to the matana. It was never given to the matana. It would remain in the possession of the father. And if it remained in the possession of the father, how are the sons getting it? They're getting it biyerusha. And that's why, if you're getting it biyerusha, you're only yarshin something that your father has. But if your father sells something, so it's not there, you're not going to yarshin it. But either way, so Rebbe said, I told Rav Nosson Abavli, it's not Yersun, it's Yisfun, which was an easy way of getting out, or of Nosson Abavli's Ha'ara, which is Shonisa Nishnaschen Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. But really, Yaldus Hoysobi, Vehe Azdi Pani Befnei Nosson Abavli. I was a Mechutzif, because I told him something that wasn't really right. Elish Mami no Yersun Tanan. Either way, so the Gemara comes back. So what do we have here? We have here a Stam Mishnah in Mesechtes Ksuvis, like Rav Nosson Abavli suggested. Rebbe got out of it, but he wasn't happy, because he acknowledged afterwards that he was wrong for getting out of it. Meaning, the Stav Mishnah in Ksubas is, from the parasha of Ksubas ben Dichron, we see that the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Says the Gemara, Man sham b'leit islei ha'svar Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, v'shma mino afilu bari. You see from this Gemara, or this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said is halacha even by a bari. Because the Ksubas ben Dichron is written under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, the man is alive and well. He's okay, he's not a shechiv mera. It's not b'yoyim hanchilo yezbanav, it's not the day that he's dying. And still you see that you can write Ksubas ben Dichron, which only works with the power of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. So you say Meres, you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika works even by a bari. So again, Rava started on the top of the Amud. Bari Rava, bebari hech. Do you have the halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika when the father was a bari, or is it only b'yoy manchile as bon of mamash? He's a shchimra, he's about to die. He's a bar oirusei. It's only then that you have this halacha. So Masharshi, you said, I'll prove it to you. What's his raya from the Mishnah in Ksubas? Because you see from Rav Nosson Abavli and Rebbe that they both understood that the Mishnah in Ksubas that discusses Ksubas ben Dichrin is working with the halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. And Ksubas ben Dichrin is written in the Ksuba. And when is the Ksuba written? Under the Chuppah. Under the Chuppah, you're dealing with a man that's a Bari. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika works even by a Bari. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa overheard this whole exchange. And he told Abaye, I disagree. Because Bein Lamanda Omar Yispun, Bein Lamanda Omar Yerson, I'm going to ask you a great kasha. Whether you have the Gersa Yispun, meaning Ksubas ben Dichrin works as a Matana, or if you have the Girsa Yerson, Ksubas ben Dichrin works be Yerusha, let me ask you a fundamental problem with Ksubas ben Dichrin. Eino de makna dava shlei baloilam. When this man is standing under the chuppah, he's about to marry this wife, and he writes in his Ksuba that any nechasim that I'm going to get from you, in case you die, and we happen to have sons, they have no sons, they're getting married now, the children are going to come later. I want those sons, I'm willing for those sons to yarshin the estate, not the other sons that I have from all my other wives. The problem is, isn't this Eino de makna dava shlei baloilam? Those sons are not ba'olam right now. Again, he's telling the woman that he's marrying that if one day he yarshins her, what? One day I yarshin your possessions, I want that when I die, they should go over the Yerusha to the sons that you and I are going to have together over the next bunch of years. So Rav Papa asked Abaye, isn't that an in of the makna dava shlei baloilam? And he added to that. Even according to Rav Meir, there is a shita that holds Many Tanam and Shas that hold Adam Machne Dover Shalei Bala Oilam. Hani Mili Lid Dover Sheyesh Nebel Oilam. So Adam Machne Dover Shalei Bala Oilam. But only lidover if the koina, the recipient, is something that's ba'olam. Aval lidover she'ena ba'olam lai. And over here, even if you hold that it doesn't bother you that the nechassim maybe are not ba'olam, or maybe the nechassim were ba'olam, but there's a much more fundamental issue. The children, the recipient of the ksubas b'nei dichrin, the sons, they're not ba'olam. Their parents are getting married tonight. They're not ba'olam yet. So if they're not ba'olam, even Rav Meir, who ordinarily holds Adam Machne Dover Shalei Bala Oilam, is going to tell you that this deal is dead on arrival. There's no way for this to work. So our papa told Abaya, if you want to really start microanalyzing ksubas b'nei dichrin, I have a much more fundamental issue. How in the world does this work? Ain Adam Machne Dover Shalei Bala Oilam. And even if you're going to tell me, Rameir just said that if the chifetz hanikne is not ba'olam, it's okay. But if the koina is not ba'olam, no one's going to hold that that's okay. Ella, so what do you have to say? Tells Rav Papa to Abaya, Tanai Bezdin Shiny, this is different. This is a Tanai Bezdin. This is in the Ksuba. Bezdin is behind this. Rashbam says, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. This works with the lumdas of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Oh, it works with the lumdas of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's why it works. I could tell you with regards to Yisvun Tanan or Yirsun Tanan or bringing a raya to Rabbi Yechim and Breika regarding a bari or not a bari, don't bring me rayas from here. Because maybe I'll tell you that Loch is not like Rabbi Yechim and Breika. If the Loch is not like Rabbi Yechim and Breika, how do you have Ksubas Ben Dichrin? It's Yirsun Tanan. You see, it's not treated as a matana. If it's treated as a matana, the sons would be able to take it from the Lekuchas. Elamai, we treat it as a Yerusha. How could you treat it as a Yerusha? I thought, Rabbi Yechon and Breiker, you're never allowed to give it over be Yerusha to a Ben Ben Abonim. What's the teretz? Hefker Bezen Hefker. It's a Tanai Bezen. You're going to tell me that you see it works be Yerusha, let's bring a raya, that even a bari? Again, Hefker Bezen Hefker. This is a whole different parasha. An ordinary case where a man wants to give over his be Yerusha, and he wants to pick one son. There you have a Shiloh. Could you give it be Yerusha? Could you not give it be Yerusha? Master Mashakasa Batera, do you say Vahoy Biyay Manchila Yizbanov? Dafka Shchid Mira worth Biyay Manchila Yizbanov? Maybe not a Bari. You have Sugis over here in Perak Yesh Neuchlin. It has nothing to do with Ksubas Min Dichrin. Ksubas Min Dichrin is a Tanai Bezdin. It works with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Oh, it works with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's going to be different. I saw the Achreinim all shtel tzu, the Machna Frames Chakira. So we won't talk about this now, but something that we've talked about many times in the daf, and that is Machna Frame Claret. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Is it the Pshat that Bezdin has an ability to be Mafker somebody's Nechasim? Kishmoy Kachi. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Kitargumai. They can make it Hefker, but they can't necessarily say that I want Reuven's thing to belong to Shimon. They could just be Mafker Reuven's thing. Or is Hefker Bezdin Hefker more than that? Even though it's called Hefker Bezdin Hefker, but Hefker is only one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is they have ability to take it from Reuven, be mafkid from Reuven, and actually put it, stup it into the possession of Shimon. This sugi is a little bit mashma, ksubas ben dichrin, that it ends up belonging to the other sons, which is mashma and say the achreinim, from this sugi, this application, this tzushtel, the hefker bez and hefker, that they have an ability to do more than just be mafkid, but they actually have an ability to put it in somebody else's reshus. But either way, says the Gemara, hodam ha-rova, hodam rabaya, but Abaya came back, Abaya countered, and Abaya told Rav Papa that you want to tell me, don't bring me a raya from Yechon ben Broika, from Ksuvas ben Dichrin. Why not? Because it's a Hefker Bezdin Hefker. He told him, Lav Nusi, Tamri. Why? The Tamri learned in the mission, Likas, Allah, Benon, Nukfin, Yehavin, Lechim, Yinoi, Yehavin, Yosfun, Bebeisi, Viet, Zanon, Minichsoi, Adesil, Kachon, Le Guvrin, Chai. So Tanai Bezdin. So this is another Tanai Bezdin, another thing that the Rav says in his Kriyas Ksuba, and that is that when a man dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, so what's the halacha? The sons Yarshin. But if he leaves over a son, of course, that's Yesh Neuchel 101, the son Yarshin, not the daughter. Stating that, the daughter does have a right to live in the estate that the father left over, and the sons who Yarshin have an obligation to support those daughters until they get married. If you remember the sugis and ksubis, once they start dating, once they start thinking about getting married, it could be at that point they already lose out. And said this Mishnah, let's say it wasn't written, the halach is still, it's in effect, shu tanai bezdin. So what? Being that it's a tanai bezdin, says Abaya, I have even a more posh deterrence to the original kasha. Again, what was the original kasha? Rabbi Nosson Abavli told Rabbi, I have a raya from ksubis bin dichrin that You see like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. How do you see Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika? Because Yirsun Tanan, not Yisfun Tanan. You're picking out a Bein Bein Abonim. That's the concept of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. And you see it works. So Rabbi Papa said, it's a Tanai Bezdin. That was his way out. Abaye said, you don't even have to say that. Hadam Rabbaye Lam Nilsi. It's even more poshut why you don't necessarily see the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika from this Mishnah. And the reason is, because in the same Ksuba, where you write the halacha ksubas mendichrin, in the very next breath, you talk about the daughters being able to support themselves from the estate, despite the fact that they're not yorshim. Now, when the daughters get, how do they get it? They get it as a matana. They're not going to get birusha. They're not yarshining the mezoinos. The mezoinos is something that they get as a matana. Is havalei matana lezeh ulezeh birusha. So it comes out in the same tzava. You're giving over Yerusha, the nichsei tzayim barzel that you're going to get from your wife to certain sons. You're being masla mashakasa b'tayra. You're identifying certain yarshim that they should be the ones to get the entire Yerusha. You're also giving a matana. The matana you're giving to your daughters that are not the yarshim. You want them to be supported. Chol lezeh b'Yerusha ulezeh b'matana afilu rabbanon moedi. If you give one b'Yerusha, one b'matana, even the rabbanon can be moedi. And this is the first stuff that we learned Shavuos night, and that is the Mishnah had said on Kuf Chavav Amidez that if somebody is manchol leben ben abanim, for example, or someone wants to be masa mashakas b'tayra, so b'loshin Yerusha doesn't work. But if Balasha Matana, it works. But if you use the Lasha Matana, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emza, Bein Be'saif, the Mishnah said, it doesn't matter where you use it, it was going to be okay. And then we had a big machloikis, Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Elazar, Rav in the name of Rav Dimi, name of Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. We had Shitas Reish Lakish, Rav Kahana, Rav Sheishas, Minam, Minolah, a little bit of a faplunt digablat. The first daf we learned together, Shavuos night, not such an easy daf, where the Gemara got involved in different permutations, different examples, whether if you use the Lashon Matana and the Lashon Yerusha, would it be okay or not be okay? And what was the Maskana? The Maskana was Hilchas HaKavasi Deresh Lakish. Three places in Shas, Chalitzas Mubares, the beginning of Perek HaChayles, but three places in Shas where we pass the Deresh Lakish. One of them was this case. What was the case? That if you give in your Tzava one person, Ruvain, whether he's a Yerush or not a Yerush, it doesn't matter. You're giving him a Matana. And another person, Shimon, you're giving Birusha. As long as it's B'toich Kedei Dibur, the Yerusha and the Matana, even though the Yerusha was to one person and one field, the Matana was a different person, a different field. As long as it's Toich Kedei Dibur, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Says the Gemara that these two takanas, you ready for a chiddush, a leap of faith and Pashup Shan on the Gemara? These two Tanai Bezdins, the Tanai Bezdin of Ksubas Din Dichrin, which is the Tanai Bezdin of Yerusha, and the Tanai Bezdin of Abonos Yizainu, which is a Tanai Bezdin Balasha Matana, they were both issued by the same Bezdin, and they were issued Toich Kedei Dibur of each other. And being that they were the same Bezdin, and they were Toich Kedei Dibur, so we look at it as a man who's writing a will, and Toich Kedei Dibur, he gives Yerusha Lezeh, U'matana Lezeh, where the Matana is Miyashev, the Lashon Yerusha. And it says that I don't care that you use the Lashon Yerusha for somebody else. It's as if it was B'Lashon Matana, and you don't have a problem of Masna, Mashakasa, B'Torah. So over here too, even though it's true, if you wanted to look at Ksubas Mendichrin in a vacuum, what you would see over here is a Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. It's still not a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, because this is a case where even the Chachamim would be moida, it would be okay, because Toich Kedei Dibur, there was also a Matana, and Yerusha Lezeh, the Matana Lezeh, but Toich Kedei Dibur is going to be okay. I am Rashbam, but this is the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nechumi, V'ista Amri, Rav Chananya Bar Minyumi, Labayo, Mimayid B'chad Beidina Iskun, how do you know? Dilma betray Beidina Iskun, maybe they were instituted in two different bati dinim. Where do you know this from? Says the Gemara. Right? Look at the top Rashbam, in case you don't believe me. Memayid bechad beidina iskun de lahavi betoich kedei dibor. Dilma betray beidina iskun v'loy koi haya hay klal v'loy mahani loshem atono lozeh azeh. Either way, says the Gemara, loy sol kedait. It had to be that way. The Tani Reisha zeh medrash darish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefnei chachamim bekerem beyavne. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made the following drasha based on the lashon of the Tanai Bezdin. He said that we say in the Ksuba, Habonim Yirshu, Vahabonis Yizainu. The sons are going to yarshin, and the daughters are going to be supported. What does it mean, Habonim Yirshu? Ksubas Bnei Dichrin, that Tanai Bezdin. The Habonis Yizoinu, that's the second Tanai Bezdin that we're talking about right now, that even though they don't yashin, they get supported. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma Habonim Einin Yorshim El Lacham Misavim, just like the sons only get their Yerusha after the father dies. Af Bonis Lo Yizoinu El Lacham Misavim. So two daughters, they only get supported after their father dies. Now Bishlamim from Elazar ben Azariah had a Maksoira, that these two Takonos were instituted in the same Bezdin. So I understand how he was able to make a drasha that it makes sense the two were in line with each other. They were in the same Bezdin. So if this one is Lachamisa, that one should be at Lachamisa as well. But if they were instituted in two different Dinim, how could you learn out one from the other? But the Gemara says, maybe really they were instituted in two different Bate Dinim. Bozmanazari knew that the second Bezdin of Habonis Yizoinu, they made their Takana in the same vein of Habonim Yirshu, the Takana of Ksubis Benindichrin. Exactly. They wanted it to be consistent. But either way, just because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made this drasha, you don't have a raya that it was in the same Bezdin. If it wasn't in the same Bezdin, your whole shtickle Torah of Teichid Edibra falls off. If it falls off, what you're left with is a good kasha. Ksubas ben Dichrin, doesn't that only make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika? So either, it's Rabbi Lushitasa who held like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, or if you want to answer it, you would have to say what Rabbi Papa said, and that is Tanai Bezdin Shiny, and that's why you can't bring a raya from there to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. You don't have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said as Allah even by a bari. Like Rav Papa proved it. Isn't this Einar the Makna Dover Shaloi Bala Oilam, a case where even Ramea would be Maida? Bottom line, you have no rayas from here. We'll stop here. Speak out one Ha'ara that we mentioned Shavuos night. That is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the Luchai. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Luchos after Matan Torah. Moshe goes up to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights. Lechem lo yachalti, umayim lo shasisi, and he comes down with the Luchos. But when Moshe came down with the Luchos, he saw that the Yidden had sinned. They had worshipped the Egel. So Moshe took the Luchos, he broke it. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. He goes up for another 40 days and another 40 days, and he ends up getting the Luchos Shnius. But the original Luchos that were written, B'michta Velikim, that was broken. That Klai Yisrael didn't get. So the Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses what could have been, what would have been, and what should have been, had the Yidden had the Luchos Rishonos, and the Yidden not lost it. Says the Gemara, Ilmole Lo'in Nishtabru Luchos Rishonos, Lo'in Nishtakh the Torah of Yisrael. Had the Yidden had the Luchos Rishonos, Torah would have never been forgotten. Rav Acha by Yaakov, Amar Rav Acha by Yaakov said that Ilmole Lo'in Nishtabru Luchos Rishonos, Ein Kol of the Lashon Shaletas Behem. No nation would ever be able to start up with Klai Yisrael. Shenemar, because the Pasuk describes the Luchos as being Charus, and Al Tikri Charus Elo Cheres. Cheres Milashon Bnei Cheren. Il Mole Lo Nishtabru Luchos Lo Ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Shaletas Behem. And obviously, it's something that's Sarach Bir. What does it mean? What's Pasha Pshat? That had the Yidden had the Luchos, they would have been so protected that Ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Yochai L'Shleitz. I was thinking, based on something that I saw from Agoyin, Shmuel Yankif, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vrach. The Pasuk says in Parshas V'Aschanon, right after the Dibrei Shniyos, after the Aseres HaDibris, which I mentioned, of course, in Parshas Yisroi, in Parshas V'Aschanon, it says the Pasuk, as Advarum Ela Dibra Hashem, El Kol Kahalchem Bahar Mitoicha Ish, Ha'onon Va'arafa. And Moshe Rabbeinu was describing Maimed Har Sinai. And he says there was a Koil Gadol, there was a Koil Gadol, the Lo Yosef. Says the Targum. What does it mean? Koil Gadol, the Lo Yosef, the Lo Pesach. Yonis Menazil says the same thing. Kal Rav, the Lo Pesach. It was an everlasting coil. It was a coil that reverberates forever. And obviously, Tzarech B'i, what does that mean? The coil of Hashem is something that was loy pasak? Of course it ended. Maimed Har Sinai, we spoke on Yontif. Maimed Har Sinai was 3 hours. That's what it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So the Chura, at most, you would think the coil lasted for 3 hours. We mentioned the Chizkuni, who quotes a Medrash that says it lasted for 40 days, the entire 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. The coil was still gold. But V'loi Pasuk sounds even longer than that. So what does it mean that it was a coil Godol? V'loi Yosef, says the Targum, V'loi Pasuk. So says Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, Adover Nifla, that we say, koil Hashem chitzev lahavi seish. The koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we say by Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday night. It's chitzev lahavi seish. Rashi says in Tehillim Perichov Tes, what does that mean? Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, shahoya adibur shalaseres adibrois, yoitzev lahavi seish, mipiv, v'nechgak al haluchas. That when Hashem spoke the aseres adibrois of Maimon Har Sinai, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and it was chitzev. It engraved lahavei seish. It went into the two stones where the luchos were going to be, and it was nechgak al haluchos. The dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is what wrote the luchos. So we know Hashem wrote the luchos. How did Hashem write the luchos? He spoke, and the dibur Hashem was chaytzev lahavei seish. It was nechgak by itself al haluchos. Rabbi Shmuel Yankov brings that it's a shir hashirim rabba, parsha aleph, pisko, yud gimel. He brings different midrashim. It's a sefri and parshas v'zayis habracha that describe in somewhat detail exactly how this played itself out. It's a zayir hakodesh chelik bay. Is daf pei gimel amen halif. See, it's kind of a kama mar mekayimus in Chazal, and that's what Rashi is referring to. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, that the way the luchos were written, it was written by the dibur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what we mean when we say koil Hashem chitzev lahavi seish, that the koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was able to be chitzev. So it says Shmuel Yankov, if that's pashup shan in the targum, pshat in the targum, koil god of Eloi Yosef, Eloi psik. What does it mean? The koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was forever because it was nechgak al haluchos. It was chitzev lahavi seish. So in the luchos, there was an embodiment of the koil of HaKadosh Baruch. He says, that's pshat v'chala of roi v'sakoilos. What does it mean they were roi v'sakoilos? They saw the koilos. Because when you saw the luchos, you were able to see the koilos. In the luchos, hot gelikt the koil of HaKadosh Baruch. And he says, that's the tiefkeit. That's the tiefkeit of the luchos. Right? Hashem gives Moshe the luchos. We make such a big deal about the luchos, the luchos. What was the significance of the luchos? The luchos were in the Aron. The Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, the Ramban says in his Akdamah to Parashas Truma that the Iker of the Mishkan was the Aron. And we know that the Iker of the Aron was the Luchos. The Aron was called the Aron Eidos because it had the Luchos, which was the Luchos Eidos. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says in a few places, Ritmeya Simcha, Meshach Chachma says it, the Rashash says in the Masechta Zuma Daftam Gimel, the Gedoyli Achreinim say that the reason in Baye Sheni there was no Aron is because by Baye Sheni there was no Luchos. And being that they didn't have the Luchos, there was no Makan for an Aron. Because the whole Heftz of the Aron was to house the Luchos. So if there's no Luchos, then it doesn't make sense to have an Aron. Chasam Sofer says it in a few places. That's why they didn't build Aron. It's very bothered. How come the Yidden, they went, they built the new Beis HaMikdash, why didn't they build an Aron? Right? We know there was no Aron by Baye Sheni. Why was there no Aron by Baye Sheni? Mach an Aron. You can't make an Aron. So Meir Simcha says it's Merumas Vayas Bitzalas Aron. If you look in Parashas Vayakel, the only one of the Kalim where the Torah mentions Bitzalel's name, it says Vayasa Samanoira, Vayasa Sasholcha, Vayasa Samizbech, Vayas Bitzalel Les Aron. Ramei Simcha says this is a Nevua that there was going to be one Aron, the Aron that Bitzalel made. There was never going to be another Aron. But the question is, why not? Why is it only Vayas Bitzalel Les Aron? Why didn't the Yidden, Ezra, the Oile Bava, why didn't they make a second Aron? Says the Chasam Sofer, Ramei Simcha, the Rashash. You know why? Because there was no Luchais. And the whole purpose of the Aron was to house the Luchais. And if there's no Luchais, it doesn't make sense to have an Aron. So the tachlis of everything is the Luchais. Because the tachlis of the Mishkan is the Aron, and the tachlis of the Aron is the Luchais. That's why when there was no Luchais, there was no Aron. So what's so significant about the Luchais? Right? We hear so much about the Moshe comes down with the Luchais, he breaks the Luchais Shniyais, it's not on the same Adrega. What's the big deal? Why do we care so much about the Luchais? Care about the Torah. We need the Torah. That's that's what we need to do. That's our mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the Gisa B'Yayim of Elayel. That's what it means to be a Yid, to be Shoyva Torah mitzvahs. But the Luchais, what practical significance does the Luchais have? We talk more about the Shviras HaLuchais than Churban Beis HaMikdash sometimes. Why is that so significant? You know why? Because the Luchais was an embodiment of Maimon Har Sinai. The Luchais were written in the Michtav Elikim. The Michtav Elikim came from the Koil Hashem, the Koil God of Elay Pasuk. It was the koil Hashem that's chaytsev lahavos esh, the luchos was an embodiment l'doirei doiros. It was a kol gadol v'lo yosef, says the targum v'lo pasik of Maimon Har Sinai. The Yidden were carrying Maimon Har. The shivrei luchos when menachem ba'aron. The Yidden were carrying with them l'doirois, or at least could have, would have, should have carried with them l'dayres ma'amid har Sinai. That was the significance of the luchos. Either way, so I was thinking the following. The Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis, a classic. The context over there is Vayishma Yisroi. And Chazal says, Ma Shmua Shoma Uba. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Hamaydo Yoimer, Matan Torah Shoma Uba. You know what Yisroi heard? He heard Matan Torah. Shekichinit Torah Yisroel. When the Torah was given to the Yidden, the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koil Gadol went from one end of the world to the other. The Chol Malchei Oivdei Kechavim Achzasam Re'ada Behechaleim. They were spooked. They got really, really scared. The Amru Shira, they started singing. Shenemar Ubehechaloi Kuloi Oimer Kavoit. Niskabtsu Kulam Eitzah Bilam Arash. So what does a guy do when he gets scared? He goes to Bilam Arash. The Amru Loi. And they told him, Ma Koil HaAmoin HaShe Shemanu. What it says? Koil that we hear. Shema Mabul Baloilam. Is there going to be a Mabul? So he told him, no. Hashem la Mabul Yashav. Va'yeshav Hashem Melech Leilam. Farnishba Kodesh Baruch Hu She'enei Mevi Mabul Leilam. Omerloi, they told him, maybe Mabul Shalmayim Enei Mevi. Avo Mabul Shalmayim Mevi. She'nemar Kine Be'esh Hashem Nishbat. Omerloi, Farnishba She'enei Mashkos Kobasa. Another shvuah was that not only will Hashem not bring a Mabul Shalmayim, He also won't bring a Mabul Shalish. Incidentally, this is a whole discussion in Yachreidim. The Rechaim talks about it at length in Parashas Noach. So they said, so what is it that we hear? Hashem told them, so Bilam says, HaKadosh Baruch has a Chemda Tenoiva. It's been hidden in his Beis Genovav, tough, Kuf Ayin Dalo Doiris. 974 generations, Kedim Shenivar Oilam. Now the time has come where he's finally going to give this Chemda Toiva, this chemdo genuza to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Hashem oizlam yitein miyad paschu kulam va'amru Hashem yivarech esamim v'ashalom. So this Gemara is a nice pshat al pidrush of the mizmor that we say right before the chadoidi on Friday night. Koil Hashem, Hashem oizlam yitein, Hashem yivarech esamim v'ashalom. We're teaching up what went on over here. So the Uma Yisraelim, they hear these koilos, they get really, really scared. They run to Bilam Urasha, they think there's a mabul, maybe not a mabul shomayim, maybe a mabul shalesh, and Bilam calms them down. He tells them, that's not what you hear. You know what you hear? Hashem oizlam yitein, in oizal Torah. Hashem's giving the Torah, Hashem yivarech esamim v'ashalom. Says the Marsha, why, when the Umay Yisraelim heard the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did they get scared? Achzasam Ra'ada Bechaleim. Why? Mechateisa, they got scared. Says the Mashal Tzapasek, Koil Hashem Yechoylel Ayolos. Says the Mashal, take a look at Rashi and Parshat Tillim. Rashi says, Yechoylel is Meloshim Chil. Chil Ochaz Yoishvei Peloshas. Chil Ura'ada. Ayolos is referring to the Umay Yisraelim. The Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Umay Yisraelim be scared. Koil Hashem Yecholel Ayolos. So I was thinking, Givaldik. Says the Gemara Masechet Sedar. Rebacher by Yaakov said, Erevin Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, that Ilmoli Lo Nishtabru Luchos Harishonos Ein Kol Uma Veloshen Sheletes Behem. You know why? It's because had the Luchos Rishonos been Kayim, we would have had the Koil God of Olay Yosef. The Luchos were an embodiment of the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the Koil Hashem Chaytsev La'av Yisesh. Had we had the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what else we would have had? The Koil Hashem. And it would have been a massive, like the Gemara says in Zvachim Kuf Tezayin Amin Aleph, that Kol Malchei Oivdei Kechavim Achzosam Ra'ada Behechaleim. If it was Achzosam Ra'ada Behechaleim, they would have no way to go and start up with Klal Yisrael. Memeilo Ein Kol Uma Veloshe In Sheletes Behem. It's Ula Yeh Shloimer, that's the beer, and that Gemara Masechtas Erevin.